Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
No go on the Mako. Bad news for the pointy nose anglers for at least the next 2 years. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Week of December 11th and 12th. Well, ICAC concluded, was it last week in November? And it came to the dealio that there will be no Mako harvest along the East Coast for at least the next 2 years. No, no, no. All those big money Mako tournaments in June, they are gone. Tutti finuti. On the plus side, the bluefin tuna quota increases by approximately 5%, maybe a little bit over, for recreational anglers. Looking at a catch limit of, 2,726 metric tons. And man, there's still bluefin out there. They just showed up again. Again, water's 54 degrees, 53 degrees. And they are still, actually, that's prime bluefin thing, but they are really picky, really persnickety, very capricious, man, getting down to like the lightest and lightest of fluorocarbon liters, relatively speaking. But if you don't match the hatch, man, you are not getting the bluefin in. Hey, a shout out to the NJOA, New Jersey Outdoor Alliance. Last week's interview with Scott Patterson with Ducks Unlimited and all the other groups involved with getting the state duck stamp price raised to $10 from $5. For next year, the NJOA was also very much involved. Unfortunately, just you know, it just skates a lot of things out there, and we neglected to mention it. Our apologies. The NJOA was a big, big player in that dealio. Hey, man, last day of firearm week is today. Takes a little bit down. A lot of stuff been happening with the deer. This was indeed a challenging season. But coming up in our next segment, we have Assemblyman Parker Space, Republican 24th District. Murphy is on the gun grab. Yeah, he's getting even. He's now he figures so. I told you he's a very vindictive. That's just his nature. That's who he is. That is the animal. Okay? He's a creature of the new Democrat Party, the progressive stuff. He is after the gun. He's after the hunters. We know that with the bear hunt, deer, everything's happening. Now he is after the gun owners. You think that he only won by 2% or something like that? He'd say, you know, well, hey, okay, let me sit down and talk, see what's going on. No, he is going after the guns, the law-abiding guns, not the gangbangers, not the criminals, the law-abiding gun owners, big time. In our next segment, Assemblyman Parker Space, Republican 24th District, they fired it off, man, in a response to these prospective bills coming up. A Senate hearing was canceled Thursday, rescheduled for an assembly hearing Judiciary Committee on Monday. Parker Space lays it out. He is after your guns and your ammo. Some of these ammo things he's proposing to raise the price of a box of ammo at least $5, if not more. And there you go. Grab that cup. Grab that rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Hold on, man. Parker Space coming up.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's Talk Station.
Get to Matt Blatt Kia during the Command the Season sales events and put zero down. Pay zero interest for 60 months or make no payments for 90 days. Stuck in a loan or lease? Matt Blatt Kia can get you released. We want to approve you today. Choose from the largest selection of certified pre-owned Kias at MattBlattKia.com. So bring us any trade, no matter the make, no matter the mileage, no matter the condition. So treat yourself this holiday season and drive away in a new Kia with zero down and zero interest for 60 months on every 2022 Kia Stinger, or make no payments until next year during the Command the Season sales event.
It's gotta be a Matt Blatt Kia.
Offers with approved Tier 1 or 2 credit through Kia Motors Finance. Not all will qualify. 0% based on 1667 for 1,000 borrowed. Negative equity financed into new loan. Excludes taxes, title, license. Offers don't combine. Call 877-289-6670 or go to MattBlattKiaNJ.com for complete details. Expires 1-3-22.
Matt Blatt Kia. 6211. Black Horse Pike. Egg Harbor Township.
And now on Route 37 in Tom's River.
Hey, Pete, how's business?
It's great. Foot traffic's still way down, but more people are finding me online.
Nice. How'd you pull that off?
Well, the first thing I did was go to mylocalcustomers.com to see exactly how many searches there were for businesses like mine.
So I guess there were a lot?
Yeah, there were hundreds of local searches every month. So after I saw that, they helped me position my business online to get in front of those customers.
That's awesome. I wonder how many people are searching for my services around here.
Well, it's quick and easy to get the answer. Plus, it's free. Just go to mylocalcustomers.com to find out. If there are a lot of searches, you should definitely get in front of them. If there aren't, no harm, no foul.
Go to mylocalcustomers.com for a free local customer analysis that will show you how many customers are searching online for your type of business. It's quick, easy, and free. Visit mylocalcustomers.com. That's mylocalcustomers.com.
Did you know Cascade Platinum is so powerful you can load dirty dishes in the dishwasher without a pre-rinse? That's right. Unlike other detergents, Cascade Platinum has 50% more cleaning power with enzymes that break down food particles. It even works in your dishwasher's quick wash cycle.
More power, more clean.
So skip the pre-rinse and switch to Cascade Platinum with 50%.
Cricket Holiday Hotline, what's your wish?
I have the voice of an angel and I was born for the stage. Can you make me famous?
I can suggest switching to Cricket for a free Cricket Dream 5G phone.
Go on.
With speedy uploads and smooth streaming, you'll be a viral sensation in no time.
Thank you.
Okay, I gotta go. Get a free Cricket Dream 5G phone when you switch. It's everything you wished for, including the price.
Must bring it over to Cricket on a $60 month voice plan. Video and standard definition. First month service charge and tax. You would say a 5G may not be available in your area. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hey, the big news this past week was, one, they were going to have a Senate hearing. Big Murphy is exacting his half ton of flesh here. He is going after the Second Amendment and legal firearms owners in the most heavy-handed way. Man, this reminds me of, I think, the 30s in a country over in Europe. He is really going gangbusters on this. Well, enough firearms owners evidently contacted the senators and their legislators. It was postponed until this coming Monday. It was dropped to the Assembly, or elevated to the Assembly, however you want to look at it. And this is bad freaking news, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. For example, one, home protection. Someone's breaking in your house. Whoa, your firearms and your ammo have to be separate and locked up. Our next guest, I was just on the phone with him briefly before we got on the air, said it beautifully. He's going to join us right now. It's Assemblyman Parker Space, Republican 24th District. Now, listen, I know North Jersey, but Tom P., is telling you, this team right here, Senator Steve Oroho, Assemblyman Parker Space, and Assemblyman Hal Wirtz, they are like a rapid deployment force when it comes to the Second Amendment, protecting the rights, firearms owners and hunters and outdoorsmen in the state of New Jersey. Parker's on the line with us right now. Go over this. We don't have much time. This is a plethora of bad-ass, bad bills. Okay, you can email, get on the phone, very short notice. Parker's going to explain just what's going to the storage. They want imprinting ammunition. It's crazy. The goof under that gold dome in Trenton has gone crazy. He's getting his half ton, if not full ton, of flesh. Parker, sorry, get a little exercise in this. How you doing, Assemblyman?
Good. How are you today?
You can tell I'm getting a little worked up here. Parker, you had a press release immediately from your assembly officer, Senator Steve Oroho, you and Assemblyman Hal Wirtz. Space and Wirtz oppose Murphy's new push against the Second Amendment. You put it beautifully. I mean, some of these things on here, Parker, firearm storage, firearms registration, handgun ammunition, electronic registration, firearms purchase ID card expires every 4 years, and you got to pay for it. It is crazy. He's off the rails, man.
No, he's a total dictator, you know, nut job, as you said before. And it's sad that when you have now outgoing Senate President Sweeney and Corcoran, you know, they're bringing it right to the houses. They're shoving it right down our throats. And it's a bunch of crap. And it's time that we all stand up. And I think they're starting to get the message. But unfortunately, there's no checks and balances in Trenton right now. Both houses with the Democrats and a Democrat, you know, ruler of a governor. Mm-hmm. You know, it's scary. It's scary times going on.
Parker, here it is. Listen, A5647 firearm storage, A3686 firearms registration, A1292 handgun ammunition, electronic registration, A5030 firearms purchase ID card, again, it expires here for 4 years, A5787 semi-automatic handgun micro stamping and database. That, in effect, kills any chance of buying a handgun. Also banning all 50, except for shotguns, 50 caliber ammunition. Parker, this is crazy. It's come to fruition what he promised way back when. And even though the Republicans did pick up some seats, it's like you said, this is basically a dictatorship, and the Democrats are in lockstep. I'm going to have to put you on the spot of something. Are there any Sweeney was, he played it perfectly. Pro hunting, pro driving, pro outdoors, pretty much anti-gun. Are there any Democrats that you know on the assembly side that are pro Second Amendment?
They're sheep. They're just nothing but a bunch of sheep, you know, and Murphy and Coughlin and Sweeney are the sheep herders, and they just shuffle them around, you know, whatever direction they want. I literally just got off the phone with, I consider him friend. He's a Democrat. He's a prime sponsor on a couple of these bills. So I called him up. I'm going to say, hey, what is going on here? And I brought up an example with our museum, with our antique firearms, with Revolutionary War, Civil War firearms. They would all not be in compliance with the Safe Storage Act. So all these antique firearms that we have hanging up, that's my grandfather's collection, would all have to be taken down and locked up. And I said to him, I said, I don't really see anybody coming in to steal a firearm, an old flintlock from like 1783, to go rob a store. I said, what's going on with the bill, being you're the prime sponsor? And his response was, I don't know. I don't really know too much about the gun bills that are going up. I'm like, yes, sponsor on the bill. You got to know what's going on.
Assemblyman Space, repeat that one more time. Are you kidding me?
Two prime sponsors on that bill, and he is one of the prime sponsors and had no idea about anything that was in any of these gun bills. And so he was asking me to explain some of the stuff to him. And I said to him, I said, just like a gun shop, you know, you go to, I have a lot of gun enthusiast friends, and I have a lot of friends that own gun stores, and, you know, they have their merchandise out in the daytime. I said, nighttime, they lock them up anyway. I said, why can't they, as a legal business in the state of New Jersey, display their merchandise that they have, and they're smart enough, they lock the stuff up at night. But they just have no idea. I mean, and they're pissed off at us, excuse my language, right now a little bit too, because last week when we were in Trenton, we wouldn't bow down and kiss the ring of the governor to show them our vaccination cards in the state house. Mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of people saw that. And we're not going to bow down to them either, you know, piss on them.
Well, vintage Parker Space, Assemblyman Parker Space listeners. By the way, owner of Space Farms up there on Route 519 in Beamerville, the greatest museum and zoo you will ever anywhere. Parker, I was up there for the trapping convention. So finally got a chance to run into you. I hadn't seen you in a couple of years. You know, you're all over the place. It was great to see you. But listen, your fellow Assemblyman Hal Wirtz put it beautifully, and I'm quoting, Governor Murphy is not increasing penalties on those who use firearms to rob and maim. The Democrats are not increasing police presence in the five cities with the most gun violence and giving them more tools to do their jobs. But some of the same Democrats actually want to restrict how police do their jobs while they release violent offenders from prison through the pandemic and someone on to kill and harm society once out. End quote. Bingo. Again, he's going after the legal gunners. Now, listen, imagine this. Someone's getting into your house, your abode. Parker, say it how you said it to me. What did you say? Oh, wait a second while I go get my guns. Explain that, Parker. That was great.
Yeah. So, yeah, with a safe storage, so you have to have your pistol, you know, which I keep in my drawer by my bed now. It would have to be locked up in a gun safe, you know, and my ammo locked up separately. So when somebody's breaking in my house at 2 a.m, I got to tell them, hey, give me a couple minutes so it's a level playing field. Let me unlock my gun, go find my ammo, and then continue to break in. Bull crap. He's going to get a load of, you know, right in his gut and go back out the door. Like I said, all of us sportsmen, gun owners, we all have to be united. Everybody has to be vocal. Look up the bills, you know, on the Assembly Judiciary, and call every single one of those sponsors on there and give them hell and tell them you're not going to take it anymore.
Well, listen, here we go real quick. The chairperson is Raj Mukherjee. I guess I can't pronounce his last name. Democrat, 33rd District, but of course. Go to the podcast. I'm going to read these numbers pretty quickly. We're up against a break. 201-626-4000. Vice Chair is Carol Murphy, Democrat 7th District, in Cherry Hill area, Cinnamons, and somewhere around there. 856-735-5334. Nick Chiravellotti, I'm Italian. I should be able to say this. Democrat 31st District. There you go again. 201-471-2347. And Gordon Johnson, Democrat 37th District. 201-530-0469. The two Republicans. Now, I don't know these Assemblyman Parker Space, but Robert Auth, Republican 39th, and Krista Phillips, Republican 40th. Respective numbers, 862-248-0491. Go to the podcast, 201-449-7119. Have you fleshed them out, Parker? Pun intended. Tis the season. How do they look on these bills?
Well, usually, I mean, the Republicans are going to, you know, be against them.
Right. Okay. Good.
But every committee is chaired by a Democrat.
Exactly.
Every committee outnumbers us, you know, the Republicans. So they can, you know, they always outvote you and push it, you know, right. And unfortunately, as I said, there's no checks and balances when you have both houses, Democrat and Murphy. You know, he's just got his hot pen ready to go. And, you know, it's just another slap, and as it all reverts back to, you know, only the law-abiding citizens follow the law, and the criminals could care less.
Don't go after the criminals. Don't go after the gangbangers. Don't do that. Go after the legal to pound your chest, pigeon-chested as he is. I just can't stand that. I can't even call him a man. Person. And look what we're doing. Look what we're doing. And you're going after the legal gun owner, the law-abiding firearms owner. Democrats, how does that feel? How does that feel? You good with that? But, of course, they are Parkers. No matter what, it's across the board. I got to vote. There's that deal. My family always voted Democrat. I have to. But you're a gun owner. Yeah, I know. But, Parker, that infuriates me. That gets me. That gets my ass in here big time, Assemblyman. Sorry.
Thanksgiving. I went down to Florida to see my daughters. I had my concealed carry for Florida. Governor Murphy was down there also for Thanksgiving. We didn't have dinner together, obviously. But I'm surprised he wasn't terrified for his life, knowing that you have all these law-abiding citizens in Florida, you know, carrying concealed. I'm surprised he could even show up there, and I'm surprised DeSantis didn't kick him out of there. But regardless, you know, it's like, how come you can go to Florida and where it's, you know, a constitutional state down there mm-hmm. that follows it, and then you come back to New Jersey and we're just, you know, he thinks we're just a bunch of sheep and he can control us. Well, you're not controlling us anymore.
Assemblyman, so is it worth, listeners, go to New Jersey, go to Google New Jersey legislature, go to your district. The emails are there. So basically the person's first name, www, whatever, the person's first name, in New Jersey legislative. Everything's dropping you on. Make a phone call. Parker, do they answer the phones on the weekends? I mean, have the machines on. Would they be listening to messages the morning before the hearing?
Well, the office staff will get the, you know, relay it to them most of the time. They send out. And or with committees, like you said, if you call into the committees, you should be able to go online and testify electronically on there. And like you said, right now it's so crazy in Trenton. I have a committee on Monday also, but it's not this. But they at the State House, you can't even get into the parking garage without showing your vaccination card. And then they want to herd you around like a bunch of sheep and go through. They have the National Guard called in now, along with the state police, to get you into the different entrances. And if you don't show a vaccination ID or get tested, they won't let a sitting legislator in. We will not show our ID or vaccination card because it's none of their damn business. And it says right in the state constitution, unless you have a charge of high treason or high misdemeanor, that's the only thing that can keep a state sitting legislator from going in and representing their constituency. So we're fighting back on that too. They want to keep us out, but a lot of us are going to be voting remote. But this is scary times in New Jersey.
It is. So I'm in Parker Space. Thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin Radio today. Again, listeners, this is some critical stuff. The state version was S3757, Assembly 85647, the firearm storage. That, to me, Parker, is the – that really lays it out flat, what Murphy plans to do and who he's catering to. Parker, thanks for joining us. Hope to see you up there sometime in the near future. We're going to be doing some winter camping up your way. Hope to stop in and let's get together.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
Take care of something, man. Up against a break. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Yes, here's the deal. Again, for example, Murphy. ASW, then uppercase Murphy, at njleg.org. That's it. Some of them Murphy, right? And just drop an email, drop it, must something. They postponed because there was a big ass response when this was going to happen last Thursday at the Senate level. Get it together. Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs got everything together. NRA, ILA got it out. You have to get it done. Make the contact. Do I think it's a fool's errand? As someone in Parker Space explained it. Maybe, but you got to do it. Okay, grab that cup, grab that Rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
So what is Talk with a Purpose? It's a lively, informative, number one rated talk show on Saturday morning. Hi, this is John DeMasi. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon for Talk with a Purpose, heard right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. And if you miss it on Saturday, we replay it on Sunday from 5 until 8 p.m. Don't miss Talk with a Purpose, Saturday and Sunday, right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Addiction takes hold when and where you least expect it.
You may not see solutions, but there are.
Medications that can support recovery helped us get our lives back on track.
And they can help you too.
Ask your doctor about medication that can support your recovery.
Or call 844-REACH-NJ. I did.
I did.
I did.
And you can too. Call 844-REACH-NJ to learn about medication that can support your recovery.
A message from the New Jersey Department of Human Services.
Every day at Atlantic City Electric, we make the local energy grid smarter, stronger, and cleaner. We're adding new infrastructure to improve service for our customers, from trimming trees, installing stronger poles and aerial cables, to building new equipment underground. We support growing power demands in our communities with new and upgraded substations. A resilient energy grid powered by our people. It's what drives us. Learn more at AtlanticCityElectric.com/grid.
It's not magic that we'll deliver 1 billion packages to homes across the country this holiday. It's the United States Postal Service. And we don't need a team of reindeer to do it, because we've added more vehicles to our fleet. And while we don't employ a legion of elves, we have hired thousands of new members for our team. So if making more holiday deliveries to homes in the U.S. than anyone else seems like magic, that means we're doing our job. Share the magic at USPS.com/helpers.
Hey, yeah, how's it going?
Word of mouth has Dante's dental clinic thriving.
17 new patients? Nice. Is this next month's calendar?
But he needs another dentist to give his schedule a good cleaning.
This is this week? You're kidding. Oh, you're not.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Michael Strahan. Your support of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital will make a real difference in the lives of children battling cancer and other life-threatening diseases. Because of your generosity, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food, because all a family should worry about is helping their child live.
Give thanks for the healthy kids in your life and give to those who are not. Please donate now at stjude.org. Or give wherever you see the St. Jude logo.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go. Look out below. Back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of December 11th and 12th. Hey, man, last day for firearms. Checking out permit season are going on. January 1st, winter bow gets underway. Hey, just a reminder, shotgun permit holders, a buck permit deadline. Holders of antlerless deer zone permits for the permit shotgun season who have not yet purchased an antlered buck permit have until 11:59 p.m. Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, December 15th, to do so. Okay, you can get them online or go to after hours, naturally online, or to a license issuing agent. And again, I mentioned this last week, the donation fee is waived for deer weighing more than 50 pounds with the hunters helping the hungry. You have a deer over 50 pounds. The fees are waived. It's not going to cost you anything to donate a deer. The tens of thousands of meals that the food banks have been, you know, providing with the donated venison, absolutely fantastic. Okay, deer weighing 50 pounds or less will remain at $50. So don't shoot the little ones out there. Now, I'm telling you, so the deer take, I stopped at, four, five, six clubs in my travels this past week. I don't know, man. And, right here, to the guy, the president or some who knows someone in the Federation, who whatever, at the Jamesburg Hunting Club, I checked it out with our guest who's patiently waiting in a line right now. There, and to old Joe who asked me, 78 old Joe, I tell you, I wouldn't want to write Crossman, this little Italian guy. He'd kick your ass, man. There will not be a separate crossbow permit fee. Just putting it out there. Hopefully my guests will verify that before this guy comes after me. But yeah, the take seems to be down. Now, last week we had the Bureau of Wildlife Management Chief Carol Stanko on talking about the EHD, the weather, whatever, the mass crop, what have you. But takes down, unless today is some big numbers going on with some drives, we shall see. I know last year's take, Bo was 6,000-something. Shotgun week was 6,000-something, 6,900 or whatever. We shall see if those numbers, actually 6,127 to be exact, will be on par with last year, maybe not a little over, but, you know, with the EHD, it was a tough autumn on the deer. But joining us on the line right now, very special guest, is David Golden. He is a director of New Jersey Division of Fish and Wildlife. Intriguing program. It was a one-day thing, I guess. It was in November. I got the press release from the DEP. It's a wildlife supporter program to help conserve and enhance wildlife management areas statewide. Now, speaking of wildlife management, don't forget pheasant stocking and quail stocking resume for next Saturday. It's going to be four more after that, but I digress. Dave, thanks for joining us on Rack Event. I find this to be an intriguing program. A donation basis, voluntary basis, going to enhance the wildlife management area, access, things like that. Great program. What was the genesis of this?
Yeah, hi, Tom P. Thanks for having me on. It's always great to be here. The genesis of this program started back in 2017 when we did a survey of users at our wildlife management areas. We did this survey with Stockton University. It was a year-long survey where they interviewed individuals visiting and using wildlife management areas. A lot of results came out of it. One of them that really triggered this program that we're talking about today was that 41% of the people using wildlife management areas were non-licensed buyers. So that means they had not purchased a hunting or fishing license in the past year. And when we found that out, you know, we tried to pair that up with what funds the maintenance of wildlife management areas. And they're funded, or the maintenance is funded, nearly entirely through hunting and license revenues, hunting and fishing license revenues, and also excise tax on hunting and fishing license equipment, so money we get through a federal program. So the donation program that we're rolling out this year, or just rolled out, it's really targeted towards non-licensed buying individuals. And what we're attempting to do is to give those individuals the opportunity to help share in the cost of conservation, and specifically the cost of managing our wildlife management areas, because we know that they use them.
Well, Dave, playing devil's advocate, though, I mean, they've got it on the free all these years. Is it really realistic to think that we got some big monies coming in?
Well, what we're finding in, you know, the early weeks of this is, yeah, there is some people that are contributing.
All right. And we think, okay.
Yeah, so that's good.
Yeah.
What we think is, you know, we've never given individuals that don't want to purchase a fishing license or hunting license, don't want to participate in those activities, we've never given them a mechanism to really show their support financially. Mm-hmm. And that's what this program is meant to do.
I think it's a great thing. It's about time it happened. Okay, listeners, donations to the program will be dedicated for management and restoration of fish and wildlife habitat. Again, the hunters and fishermen, the licensed monies do that. Enforcement of fish and wildlife regulations. COs are kicking ass out there, Dave, especially with the dumping. And good to see. Restoration and protection of endangered and non-game species. Bingo. Fish and wildlife educational programs and signage. And improve public access to recreational facilities on wildlife management areas. Golden, it's a win-win across the board, bro.
Yeah, agreed. This program is designed to focus on our wildlife management areas, you know, help to keep them great.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it's an expensive job. I'll say that we just passed, we, Division of Fish and Wildlife, and really the public of New Jersey, we just passed a really neat milestone just this week. Our wildlife management area system has now grown to over 360,000 acres. So we have 360,000 acres of wildlife management areas in the state. And so it takes a lot of money to manage those. And the funding that will come in through this program, as you stated, they'll go towards on-the-ground habitat protection that benefit both game and non-game species. We want to try to use some of this funding to help support our law enforcement programs, our conservation police officers, and then also for general maintenance, maintaining roads, parking lots, access points, you know, picking up trash when we have to, those sorts of things. So I think it really just helps us, you know, it's an additional contribution to our pot that goes into keeping these areas special.
Dave, the wildlife management areas, those are WAMAs, as they're known. I mean, exceptional. 122 wildlife management areas, correct, and they're always expanding. Well, Dave, listen, for example, Green Acres gets property division. Somehow the division ends up acquiring property. It came to a point, you guys are getting a lot of land under your auspices and keeping up with it. You know, again, the maintenance, the habitat improvements, restoration, that's a Herculean task, bro.
Yeah, it really is. And with a small staff, I think we do a really great job. And it continues to grow, which is really fantastic for the people and the visitors of New Jersey. And it is the Green Acres program that purchases the property, and then they assign it to the Division of Fish and Wildlife as the management agency.
Well, Dave, case in point, listen, I found this very interesting. Not one, but two times I ran into hunters from Texas, non-resident. In fact, one was from Jersey originally, moved down there, job assignment. Dave, do you realize with all listeners, just listen to the digest, over, I'm talking deer hunting now. Let's jump to the end of Deer Week. Dave, over 750,000 acres, you know, state management areas, state parks and forests, county lands, whatever, open to deer hunting. In Texas, Dave, it's a little bit over 1 million acres public land, right? And the guy says, man, unless you got money in Texas, you ain't hunting. And he says, that's why I come back home here. Gets a buck every year, hunts off 539 and 532, buys a bunch of permits. He said, I can't afford to hunt in Texas. And when you do go to the public land, he mentioned Sam Houston, was a state forest, a state park. It's like almost shoulder to shoulder, orange. He said, it's crazy. I said, see, Jersey, Dave, for our size, the fifth smallest state, incredible hunting opportunities across the board.
For sure. Yeah, we got it right, at least as it relates to public land.
And, Dave, again, habitat improvement. I mean, the meetings involved with this, with lands management, wildlife biologists, you know, fisheries improvements, you know, stream enhancements, whatever. It seems like it's a 25-hour-a-day gig.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of our staff working together, planning and designing what the habitat enhancements and improvements on the wildlife management areas should be. People should, as they go out on our WAMAs now, they're seeing them. They're seeing the fields that are planted in preparation for pheasant hunting. You're seeing some young forest habitat projects happening up in areas in the north and even in the Pinelands. Mm-hmm. And you'll see more of that under this program. That's what we want to deliver, is more quality habitat, more access to these wildlife management areas and these habitats, and more protection in terms of law enforcement, more protection and enforcement of our regulations so that people are respecting these properties.
Okay, listeners, for more information and donate to become a Wildlife Habitat Program supporter, visit njfishandwildlife.com/WHSP.htm. Now, Dave, is the dealio here, donation levels to the Wildlife Habitat Supporter Program start at 10 beans. Okay, contributors who donate $25 or more to the program will receive a first edition collectible decal. Is that still going on?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Jump on our website. You'll see the decal. It's the first edition. Our plan is, as this program continues, to have other editions of the decal come out to keep it fresh. We've talked about in the future maybe putting in there at a certain level some hats for people, you know, if you donate at a certain level. We're not there yet, but we may get there.
Uh-huh.
So please, I encourage your listeners to get online, see what we have to offer, and continue to contribute to conservation so we can continue to deliver.
Dave, before I let you go, very quickly again, you know me, I go from Sussex to Cape May, and a lot of points in between, many points in between. As small as state New Jersey is, you don't realize, guys, But, you know, that hunt, for example, Central, Assunpink, Colliers Mills, or hunt Manchester, you know, whatever, that never even thought of, well, they heard about Nantunxet, or they heard about this place, or Swan Bay, or waterfowls, or they heard about, you know, the McNamara, a.k.a. the Tuckahoe Wildlife Management here. Well, that's kind of far. And I look at him and I say, you realize what we have here in New Jersey, the diversity of the hunting and fishing opportunities, basically all on public land and wildlife management areas, and it just blows their mind.
Yeah, it's really awesome. I've always encouraged people to get out there and try new places. And if you go to our website, our new Hunting and Trapping Explorer app can show you where to go and what's there when you get there.
Hey, Andy Burnett, I realize he's retiring. If he hasn't already, the Fur Bear Project Leader, he's the one that really keyed me into Nantunxet. What a great little property there, Golden. Well, I'm sure you already know that. Dave Golden, Director, New Jersey Division of Fish and Wildlife. Kudos job, Golden. 10 points for you.
Well, thanks very much.
Take care. Happy, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I will see you. Hey, how about this? We get a last-minute pheasant hunt on December 30th. I will track you down, David.
Give me a call.
You got it, man. Take care.
See you. Bye.
Dave Golden, great guy, dynamic guy, high energy man. And he's been out. Passed on the dough, he told me. Tom P had to pass on the dough. Still waiting on some antlers. We shall see what's happening. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Ooh, ooh, tog. Ooh, tuna, man. They got the tuna up there out of Manasquan Shark River right out there. Whoa, stripers all over. Something else happened. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Fox News. I'm Carmen Roberts.
The back of the building is literally gone.
Tornadoes ripped through the Midwest and South, with one collapsing part of an Amazon warehouse near St. Louis.
There are reports that 50 to 100 people are trapped inside.
Amelia Mugavero with Fox 2. Storms killing at least four people overnight in three states, Missouri, Tennessee, and Arkansas, with 23 million people under threat of severe weather. The Supreme Court lets the strict Texas abortion law stand, but leaves a small window open for abortion providers to sue.
It was the conservative majority that prevailed, but Justice Sonia Sotomayor went further. The court should have put an end to this madness months ago, adding it will have far-reaching repercussions. I doubt the court, let alone the country, is prepared for them.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Tonight, overcast with a couple of showers and a low 43, but temperatures rising into the lower 50s. Saturday, windy and warmer with low clouds. A shower in the area late in the afternoon with a high 67. And Sunday, sunny to partly cloudy with a high of 50. I'm AccuWeather's Gregory Patrick on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Listen, man, I know that the stripers are still pretty hot, getting some good bass fishing on Atlantic City South. Some tuna around still. Some tuna getting hit up north. Some big bluefins. And a lot of them are really picky. Shout out to Captain Rick Tuna Slam Saloon. He had them around the boat. Sort of video. Some of these fish, hundreds of pounds, would look at you and just not take. They went down, I think, 30 or 40 pound fluorocarbon. Still couldn't get a bite. Rick finally solved the study. He said, we didn't have what they wanted. They were eating small sand eels, just gulping them off close to the surface. I mean, little 3-4 inch sand eels, and did not, you can't match the hatch. You ain't getting a bluefin. But what about the tog? Tog bite has been ferocious. The ship now is, if that blog ever is posted, the going from green to white. If the legs are white, the tog will bite. The white leggers, Jonah crabs. Jigging is, I guess it's supplanted rigs. Jigs, maybe 50-50. The deep water game, though, these next few weeks, tog are moving deeper, water's getting colder. It seems that you hit that 42, 41 degree mark. The bites are tough, but they are there. One of the finest, most productive deep water tog jigging artists I know, Captain Pete Myers, owner, president, Runoff Lures, and his two different looking tog jigs, extremely effective for it when you look at the shape. Form follows function. I mean, there's a lot of good tog jigs out there. They all pretty much look the same. Captain Pete, Ronald Flores, his two style tog jigs kick big tog ass. He's a little bit under the weather. Agreed to come on Rakovin. Don't keep it too long, Tom. I'm feeling like crap. Is Captain Pete Myers. Petey, how you doing? Thanks for joining us, brother.
All right, Tom. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Yeah,
get
Pete.
Ready for them.
Get ready for those the togasauruses. Pete, I want to get right to your lures and then get into some tactics. I won't keep you long. I know you're really feeling bad here. You have a shrimp head tog jig, and you have the tried and true ancient style butterbean tog jig. Captain Pete, both of those shapes, different applications. Go into how each of those works, please.
Well, you know, when you're talking deep tog, there's a million people making tog jigs now. You know, we were the second company ever to make a tog jig. And you'd be hard-pressed to go to any tackle store in the state of New Jersey, Connecticut, or Rhode Island, or New York, and find a 6 or 8 ounce blackfish jig. They don't exist, but right. We made one. I'm a big believer when you're going after deep tog as well as inshore tog, is to fish at 90 degrees, because this way you get hung up a lot less. And on our jigs, we made a swing hook on them with the real blackfish hook on them.
Right, right.
And it's a lot easier to hook a fish. And, you know, you don't get hung up nearly as much because you're fishing at 90 degrees because you got enough weight to get down. I mean, I'm seeing these guys with these little tiny light rods using ounce and a half, 2 ounce jigs in 65, 70 feet of water. And by the time they hit the bottom, they're a mile away from the boat.
There you go. Yep.
Losing a lot of tackle, and it doesn't make a nice presentation for the fish.
Well, Captain Pete, the shrimp head tog jig, the application for that as opposed to the butterbean style, what do you got?
Well, I mean, I've always been a fan of the shrimp. That was our original.
Right, right.
And we came out with the butterbean because everybody had a butterbean. But again, we never copied anybody. So we put glass eyes in our butterbean and hammered it for a little more action. But I am true and true a banana jig, one with the swing and hook.
Right, the shrimp head, yep.
Because you don't get hung up as much. You got enough weight on them where you could fish at 90 degrees instead of having all that scope. And I just believe that it's a little unorthodox compared to the market of what's out there. But I'll tell you what, it works.
Trump Pete. Listen, Pete tells no lies. They are the cat's ass when it comes, especially to double digit tog. Well, Captain Pete, I noticed too. Again, listen, you go to the tackle shops, and there's good jigs out there. Myriad colors. I mean, just color patterns all over the place. Captain Pete, you keep both your butter bean and your shrimp head to the green orange combination. There's no other colors, green and orange. Why?
Well, I always say this, and people are starting to believe me. Blackfish have very poor eyesight. They don't give a crap what color it is. It's all about vibration with them. And the bottom line is, when you're using a hook and a sinker, and that crab starts biting on your hook, in essence, that sinker's bouncing around, and that, gets the bite a little slow.
Right.
The whole idea about the jig is that crab is so on top of it that it's a more aggressive bite. And, the bottom line, color-wise, forget about it. It doesn't matter. That's just people trying to sell more jigs in different colors.
Mm-hmm.
When these fish hit, they hit. It's just like you're saying white leggers.
Right.
When they hit, they'll eat green crabs, white leggers, shrimp, anything you want to give them. When they're hungry, they eat. When they're not hungry, they don't eat. I mean, people overthink this all the time.
Now, Pete, and your deeper situations, you're bouncing with the style of the jig. You're basically feeling the bottom with that, correct?
Exactly. I mean, what's nice about these banana jigs with the swing hook is that, once you hit bottom, it's sitting where the hook is in an up position every time. And, once you find that little bit of hole, that little bit of difference, you just leave it there. And it's very productive.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing about it is the fact that we make them, all the way up to 6 and 8 ounce jigs,
Now, Pete, are they? Yeah. I see 2, 4, 5, 6, and 8 ounce. Correct?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
whoa.
8.
Wow, that's a whole friggin' assembly line, Captain Pete. We're speaking
of
Captain Pete Myers.
We made tents for certain charter boat guys. We had a tent mold and made some tents for some people. But
We're speaking with Captain Pete Myers, runoff lure company, and his deep water tog jigging, his two style tog jigs, the shrimp head, aka the banana jig, and the butterbean tog jig. Captain Pete, let me ask you this. Are there situations, knowing, you know, you're on your little honey hole wrecks and everything, will you choose the shrimp head over the butterbean or vice versa?
That's more of a depth for my decision making. You know, because, you know, again, with the butterbean, it only goes up to 4 ounces. Mm-hmm. And, you know, once I get the fours, I like using my shrimp better because it lays better on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
But if I'm in water, you know, 40 feet or less, you know, I'll use that butter bean or the shrimp. But once I get over 40 feet, it's shrimp only for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, it goes to the fact that I don't want any scope. You know, some of these wrecks are real sharp and these rock piles are tough.
Right.
And the more scope you have on the line, the easier it is to lose a bite and lose your rig. You know, the more you fish 90 degrees straight up and down, the better off you are in the hooking percentage, as well as not losing your gear.
Well, Captain Pete, speaking of line, I still have, from years ago, I switched it once. I'm still using that 40-pound braid. I don't know what you call it. Listeners, this braid just kicks ass. One, Pete, it's tough as nails, and most braid isn't abrasion resistant. This is tough. It casts like a dream. Great knot strength, Pete, and it's just like silk on a reel, man.
Well, what we did is with that 40, 50, 65, 80, we made it a little bit thicker than the average braid on the market, and that's basically so it takes more abrasion. I mean, you're fighting a tuna on the back of the boat, and that thing's rubbing against the back of the boat. I'd rather have a little thicker braid. You
sure.
know, people mm-hmm. say, oh, it's thick, it's thick, but, you know, braid is so thin that you have plenty of on your spool, so it doesn't matter if it's a hair thicker. It certainly matters, you know, if in fact that there's a little more abrasion proof.
Well, Captain Pete, I want to bounce off the tog for a second. Listen, there's a couple of weeks left, I guess, in the what's left of the sea bass season, and now the stripers are on, the tuna are on them, and the stripers are going to be on the sand. The sand eels are coming down. Sand eels are going to be the bait here in a little while. Who knows how long that's going to last. Captain Pete, you manufacture. I buy them, listeners. I don't call Captain Pete, hey, Pete, I need some. No. I go to Tackle Direct. I go to wherever and buy. His sand eel jig is without peer. Another guy's use a diamond jig's fine. But your natural chrome and your olive, your natural especially, and the olive, Captain Pete, of your sand eel jig, 1.5, 2, 3 ounce, has no peer. And I've caught stripers on them. I caught sea bass on them. I even caught a tog on them, Pete. They're badass jigs.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Tommy, a little behind the times, because last year we came out with an all-white one with the pink and white bucktail.
See, I didn't even see that because I've been using these. They've been working fine.
we also came out with the purple and black for nighttime.
Ooh.
So, yeah, but they work great. And, you know, speaking of tuna bite, you know, we've on the 2-ounce sand eel, we put, and we've gotten a 200-pound tuna on that 2-ounce sand eel.
Whoa.
So it's remarkable. And we've also had them worked in the reservoir where they were catching walleye and largemouth bass.
Yeah, whoa, you're in my territory now. Tell me what, say that again. You're catching walleyes and bass on what?
Walleyes in the reservoir with them.
With the, what
and
size?
Largemouth bass in the big holes. Yeah. Up by the factory, we got a big reservoir. And the boys go down there and test a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And they found that walleyes really like that little 1.6 ounce chrome.
And there you go. Pete, you're going to have to...
It has so much action that you can use it fresh water or salt water.
Got it.
As long as it's fresh water.
I have to give that a try. Okay, Captain Pete, give that website. Please, listeners, Captain Pete does not sell to the public. Pete, you're a proponent of going to your local dealer, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, our website is kind of antiquated, but it does have a list of a ton of dealers that carry our products. And basically any major shop in New York, New Jersey, and some in Connecticut, you can find our stuff there.
Okay, listen, the deep water togging game, man. Check out the runoff lures, the shrimp head. I'm a butterbean fan myself, but again, it only goes to 4, and 4 is about my max on there. But the shrimp head runoff tog jig, swinging hook, is a game changer when it comes to putting specimen tog in the cooler. Captain Pete, I hope you and the family are feeling better pretty soon. You're usually on overdrive, but this is the first time I actually got you, Pete, where you're in slow motion a little bit.
You want to know something crazy? Today's the last day of blackfishing in New York in the Sound.
Oh, man, come on. I got to change
and
that.
I'm not answering the bell, Tom. You know, the boat's still in the water. It's got fuel. I got green crabs sitting in the trap. And here I am, not answering the call today.
Well, Captain Pete, we will see you on the water in the spring, my brother. You take care. Best of the family, brother. Thanks again. Listeners, runoffloors.com, Cap?
That'll work. Yep, it certainly will.
Listen,
Tom, all the best to you and your family and everybody out there. Have a merry and a safe holiday.
Oh, Pete, by the way, you're going to be at any, so far no shows have been canceled. Are you going to be at any shows this winter?
None.
You're that busy. You're that busy. That's
no, we're done with the shows. You know, we just did a big trade show for the industry down in Atlantic City.
Right? Yeah, you're in Folsom. You were in Folsom. I heard you were in Folsom. I was working. I couldn't get there. Myers, damn.
Well, we had a 20-foot display that was just absolutely gorgeous. And I'll tell you a little funny story. We snuck out on setup day and hit the rocks for blackfish.
Pete Myers.
Unfortunately, I don't listen to my own advice because it wasn't near the top of the high or low tide, and the current was no good, and we lost a bunch of rigs, but had fun.
But you had fun. Captain Pete, that's it. Best of you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I'll see you in the spring, Pete. You take care, brother.
All right, buddy. Be well. Take care. Bye-bye.
Captain Pete Myers, the guy, he's an icon in the industry. He was the second one to manufacture. I don't see any other. I love them all. Great tog jigs out there. You just have some great tog jigs, but his banana head, the shrimp head, banana shape, whatever you want to call it, man, it is it. Okay, be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
At your local Xfinity store, our Switch Squad makes switching to Xfinity Mobile easy. They'll help break up with your current carrier for you and transfer all your data to your new phone in a snap. Ready to save? With Xfinity Mobile, you can save up to $400 a year on your wireless bill. All on the most reliable network? Sure thing. And with fast nationwide 5G included at no extra cost, we've got you covered. Now through January 10th, switch to Xfinity Mobile and get $200 off a new eligible 5G phone and join the carrier rated number one in customer satisfaction. Come see how our Switch Squad can help you switch and save at your nearest Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Compares pricing of top carriers. Xfinity Internet required. Most reliable based on results from RootMetrics U.S. report. Results vary, not an endorsement. Customer satisfaction compared to all measured full service providers in the 2021 ACSI survey of customers rating their own wireless service providers performance. Offer ends 1/10/22. Other restrictions apply.
Right now, families all across New Jersey are struggling with hunger, and their financial futures remain uncertain. This holiday season, you can be the hope for our hungry neighbors in need in a time when that need is still so great. The Community Food Bank of New Jersey, the state's largest anti-hunger, anti-poverty organization, is filling the emptiness caused by hunger with food, help, and hope. Go to cfbnj.org now to donate.
As a local bank with deep roots in Cape May County, Crest Savings Bank's directors, management, and employees are all part of your community. We are your neighbors, friends, and family. Our financial centers serve your personal and professional deposit, loan, and wealth management needs. We are thankful for the opportunity to serve our residents and visitors for over 100 years by providing small-town customer service with modern products. Crest Savings Bank. Banking is what we do. Community is who we are. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time to feel good about getting health coverage. With brand new savings, Get Covered New Jersey is helping more New Jerseyans get quality coverage they can afford. Due to new federal and state savings, 9 out of 10 people who enroll get financial help. Many pay $10 a month or less for quality plans that include coverage for preventive services, care for pre-existing conditions, prescriptions, and more. Get the coverage you need to be healthy and stay healthy.
Open enrollment is happening now. Get started at getcovered.nj.gov.
You're always up for some fun with the family, so you order the essentials, a new board game, some baking supplies, and even a new projector for outdoor movie night. And with the Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, you can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards which you can put toward an extra treat that everyone will enjoy, like an old-fashioned popcorn machine. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
And that is it for this weekend on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Get out there and enjoy. So the weather's a little gnarly. So when it's winter, you got to expect that. So plenty of deer hunting going on. Small games going on. They're going to start stocking pheasants and quail again for next Saturday. Everything is happening. Oh, I just, please give me that. Oh, that and the coastal zone ducks, man, they're moving down. I know the warm weather today really messed stuff up, but don't worry. It put a little glitch in there. Shout out to Scott Patterson on that one, man. He's banging him. He's at Tom P. a couple of days. It'll be better. And it's just give me 2 weeks of temperatures in the 20s and teens and single digits so I can get some ice fishing. Ice fishing in South Jersey, ladies and gentlemen, I call it Southern Comfort on ice. People, get out there and enjoy. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders. God bless law enforcement. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio. Be safe out there, but get out and do it.